whisper. What was your question?
I forget.
You forget, okay. Well, good night.
Good night.
I love you.
Love you.
Okay. Two kisses, that's more than enough. This is the story of Mary and John. Mary and John were two trees who couldn't hug each other because their branches wouldn't reach. And eventually when they grew up, they got married. But one day, John had a dream. Are you lying down?
Yeah, I was
getting a drink. All right. John had a dream. And he dreamt that he wasn't a... What type of tree was he? Oh, he was a cedrus. That's a funny sound. He dreamt... No, he was a Cedrus Atlantica glaucopendula, if I remember correctly. Or was it Deodora? Was it? Anyhow, I won't get stuck on that. It's a weeping cedar, for those of you who may not be aware. Nonetheless, John fell asleep. And you have to bear in mind, see, they couldn't go on holidays together. No, wait. They couldn't go on holidays together because they lived in the field. It was really important that they didn't go on holidays. Because they were the two oldest trees in that field. And they were the ones who kept the watch. They were the ones who minded. The birds needed to be there. If those trees weren't there, the birds would have nowhere to live. You remember that story? That's really important. So when trees aren't there, where do the birds go? They have to go somewhere. And if you don't have birds...
But the trees.
Yeah, but you don't have any music in the morning. I mean, you might be able to play a little James Brown or a little Otis Redding when you're sitting in the kitchen having a cup of coffee. But when you walk outside and the wind is blowing and you hear the leaves rustling together and you hear the birds singing and leaves rustling, it's kind of beautiful really early in the morning time. So if the trees went away, the two oldest trees, there'd be nowhere for the squirrels. There'd be nowhere for the badgers to go rummaging under.
Foxes,
yeah.
What they do?
Foxes, well, some foxes are a little bit bold.
Oh, yeah.
And some foxes, what they do is they'll actually come in and they'll take things that aren't belonging to them. And just when you think the fox has gone away, he's not. So a dog will mind the house. That's, we know that. And a dog will always mind you. A chicken will eat anything, pretty much. It'll eat anything within reason. But a fox
will eat hens.
Sometimes they look at the hen and they go, he looks a bit tasty. But the fox doesn't know that we like the hen. So that's why we have a dog, to keep the fox away. Make sense.
He might sneak.
Yeah, but they also see, they also play an important role as well.
They might sneak the other way, the back one.
They could do that as well, but the fox usually knows that the dog is here. But foxes are important. It's important that we have foxes.
Why?
Well, you know, some people think that mice are not important, but then, to be honest with you, some animals...
What badgers do too?
What do badgers do? Well, first of all, badgers are usually black and white.
Yeah.
And they're small. They look like dogs with very small legs, about that height. So they look more like a fish with legs than they do a dog with smaller legs. And they've got a furry coat and they've got a big black nose and a like the way Whitey's head used to be, Whitey was our last dog, the way Whitey's head used to be, except kind of longer. Kind of like a crocodile without a tail. And what they do is they stick their nose in and they rummage it about. And they sometimes make a mess of the garden. But then badgers don't know that we like gardens that way. Badgers are used to being out in the wild, like across the road. They eat pretty much anything as well.
They eat hands?
Not really.
They eat foxes?
No.
Foxes eat badgers?
Not really. Foxes tend to be kind of, you'll see a fox kind of walking through a field maybe. Usually around here. Sometimes I see them. But a badger will usually not go where the fox is. A badger will usually go down through the water maybe. So down in the ditch. It'll go down along there. That's where a badger will go. And a fox would normally be a little bit above ground. Foxes are a bit like dogs, except they don't live in a house.
Definitely not.
Yeah, but then you have to also bear in mind, Sparky used to want to eat the hens as well. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see? So, but the only thing with a fox is a fox is not to be trusted. He's like a leprechaun. Remember the stories about the leprechauns?
Oh, yeah.
Playing tricks. And the little people, they also play tricks. Well, a fox is like that. A little bit more like that. Where a dog will kind of sit by your side and mind you. Does that answer all the questions in your head? Or is there any more animals that we're thinking of? Oh yeah, right, so where was I? Oh, they couldn't go away on holidays. The birds and the badgers and obviously foxes. But John one day fell asleep and he dreamt he was a pineapple tree. Didn't know he was asleep. He thought he was on holidays. And he woke up and instead of having grass around his feet, there was sand. There was a big huge rainbow. And there was water. There was no clouds in the sky. And it wasn't raining. And it was sunshine. And there was a man climbing up him. And he was taken. These things out of his hair, and he couldn't understand why. But his hair felt a lot lighter afterwards, and these things kept hitting the ground, and he didn't know what they were until he heard a man at the top of his hair saying to somebody on the ground, "Would you like another pineapple?" And the man shouted up, "Yes!" And next minute he heard, and he looked, and there was another pineapple on the ground. And his hair felt so much lighter. And he could blow in the wind a little bit better. He felt a bit like Tina Turner, or Bob Dylan, or Robert Plant. He had hair like yours, except it was sticking up in the air. Going out like a curve, like that, and like that. You know, when I first saw a pineapple tree when I was in South Africa.
Yeah, I was in Africa.
Yeah.
And I learned about that.
Did you? What did you learn?
In rainforests.
Oh, right. What do you know about rainforests in South Africa, baby?
I don't have that book anymore.
Oh, what do you know about rainforests in South Africa?
South Africa. It has different words and I forgot what was in it. I don't have it anymore.
Okay. But what do you know about South Africa? Do you remember anything from the book?
No.
Why? Because it's a bit late?
Yeah, go on. one.
Okay. Well, maybe we should just go to sleep.
Mary and John.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
I'm trying to say.
Okay, but as soon as the story's over, sleeping time, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So John turned around and he thought to himself, how is this going to work? Excuse me. I've got no big wide branches. I'm standing on my own. There's people cutting bits of my head off. Or sorry, little bits of my hair off. They were little pineapples. So he's got loads of big branches and the pineapples grow up the top underneath. And he realised, because he was like, instead of being a big fat tree like the ones on the far side over there, he was just one, and he went up like a straight line, and then he'd a line coming out, and 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 a line coming out. But he realised, where's Mary? Where's Mary? I need a hug from Mary. Now we know he's in a dream.
Isn't he?
It didn't matter. He was a pineapple tree. He couldn't hug anymore. And he started to cry a little bit. And the wind started to blow. And the sea started to come in. And the pineapples all fell from underneath his hair. And they all fell down on the ground and hit the people on the bottom underneath, right on the head. And the rain started to come and everybody picked up their things and they ran off the beach.
Where was Mary?
Well, wait for the story. He thought he was crying. He started to cry, but he thought he was crying. But he wasn't. It was the rain rolling down his pineapples. And he thought he was crying because there was only two pineapples left and they were his eyes. But trees don't have eyes. And the next minute there was a big flash of lightning. Thunder. Rain. All the wind, everybody cleared the beach, run, all the pineapples fell except for his two eyes. The rain was running off it. And one big wave came in, like as if somebody got a bucket of water and threw it across his face. Like that, but wasn't that. It was just a big, huge wave of water. In his dream, this is. And he turned around and there was a little tiny badger named Arthur there on the ground with a bucket of water, threw it at his face. And he said, John, wake up. And John woke up and there was Mary right beside him going, are you okay? He said, oh, jeepers, Mary, where did the badger come from? And Mary said, jeepers, John, you were having an awful dream. You were rattling away there. I thought all your leaves were going to fall off. Where were you in that dream head of yours? And he said, oh, God, Mary, he said, I was so sad. He said, sometimes, he said, you're standing beside me all the time and I forget you're here and I really don't appreciate you. But in my dream, you weren't there, and I got a little bit sad. And a wave came in, and it turns out it was just a badger throwing a bucket of water at me. Mary put her arm around him, I gave him a hug, said, oh, John, I love you. with that, the wind blew from both sides. Both of the trees came together like that. Just for 1 second. Just watch. Put your hand down. Like that. Back. Literally just like that. The wind usually only goes one way, so both of the trees go that way. Then both of the trees come this way. And then both of the trees start to do that together at the same time, but always one way or the other. But just for once. John said, Mary, I love you. And Mary said, I love you too, John. And the wind stopped. The badger was gone. And the bird started singing. And the sun came out. Mary and John were just the two happiest trees in the whole of Ireland. That's that. Good night, Dad. I will, yeah. I will. What?
Hug me.
I don't like girls hugging girls. You must be joking here. Okay, I will. Okay, good night. Okay, good night.